Hello and welcome to a Christmas special episode of Musicals From Everything I Know.
Actually, I think that's the song I sang last Christmas.
Probably.
That's my go-to Christmas treat for everyone.
I'm Zane C. Weber, and with me are just the hosts today. To my left.
Oh, I'm the left. Miranda Selwood.
Yes, and to her left. And to her left,
Julia Eisentrager.
And that's all of us.
What is happening?
And this week we are going to tell you, we're going to make the definitive list of top five Christmas albums.
Oh, not Christmas again. I forgot about that.
Everyone loves Christmas.
It's Christmas.
So over Christmas, we take a little bit of a break from our regular musicals only episodes, but we will be releasing midweek repeat episodes. So each of us has picked our favorite episode from the year previous, and we'll be releasing that over December as well as our Christmas top five lists.
Look at us doing homework, guys.
Oh my goodness.
So I'll start us off. Number five, I discovered this one just today. I instantly loved it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be listening to it a lot over the coming month. Leslie Odom Jr.'s Simply Christmas.
Simply Christmas.
Yeah. So he released it in 2016 with 8 songs on it, but then he re-released it in 2017 with 3 extra songs. And each of them is a very interesting arrangement of songs that you know.
Cool.
Fair.
So they're just Christmas songs. I really like Leslie Odom Jr.'s voice, and he's my number five.
Mm, cool.
Wow.
Why are you so sassy at me?
I'm not sassy at all. I'm just.
Why are you just both sitting there and staring at me?
I purposely was sassy at you just because of Miranda's tone. And I thought I'd carry it through. My number five?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, because no one else was talking.
I'll try not to sass you quite as hard.
I'll try. Sass me anytime. My number five is Merry Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's my number four.
This was going to be on the list. Yeah. I haven't put her on my list.
Except, you know what? She's only on for the one song. I kind of want to listen to the rest of the album.
Well, here, can I follow on then with my number five?
Yes.
Because my initial thought for number five was, well, you've got to put Mariah Carey's All for Christmas songs.
Incorrect.
Right? But incorrect, right? So I guess what album was that on? I've written it down. You can see here scribbled out at number five, can, Mariah Carey's actually. Merry Christmas, and replaced with the Love Actually soundtrack, because you get the song plus a lot of better songs.
That's good.
True. You don't have to listen to Mariah Carey singing.
And that's my number four.
Well.
Wait, Julie.
Hang on.
Does all of your Christmas albums have Mariah Carey?
No.
Okay.
No, cool. Can I just point out, though, that Mariah Carey herself is not singing the song on the Love Actually soundtrack.
And it's better.
Some like
a child,
tiny child person.
I like that version more.
Yeah, Mariah.
Well, Mariah was number four for me, but the She and Him Christmas album.
Why did I not put that?
A very She and He Christmas.
She's
got Zooey Deschanel and her singing partner. I like it. It's folky. It's different.
It's so good. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
All right. Well, so that we've got your number four, KB. Yeah. So let's go back to Miranda. What's your number four?
My number four was Michael Bublé's Christmas.
Again, didn't put him on here because I knew it would be on someone else's list.
Okay, well, that was my number one.
That's my number three.
So I'm down to two. I'm down to two albums left.
Bubble.
Okay, everyone, I tried really hard to discover new good Christmas albums for this list.
Well,
so please.
Classic is good too, Zane.
Absolutely. And my number one is a classic Christmas album. But if you want new Christmas albums, have a listen to my list. Only 3, 4, and 5 are new and
don't
not
listen
classic.
To anybody else's list. Just
I'm gonna
Zane's
say
list.
Top five list is gonna be good Christmas albums that will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
These are some albums that also deserve a bit of a listen.
That's true.
Okay.
So what was your number four, Julie?
We've done everything apart from my number two and my number three.
Okay, well, Julie's going to be quiet.
My number four is Brian D'Arcy's Darcy James's From Christmas Eve to Christmas Morn.
I didn't know he had a Christmas album. It is
amazing.
He I don't know how that sits with me, but okay.
I've never heard him sing like he sings on this album, and it is very interesting. All of the arrangements are beautiful.
Cool.
So I highly recommend Brian Darcy James's From Christmas Eve to Christmas Morn.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good job.
I'll listen.
So I guess we'll go with my number three.
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr., What a Night.
Oh, it is a good one.
Harry Connick Jr.
But it's not
Harry. Just Harry in general.
Just Harry.
Yeah.
Good job.
So I think this is, it's playing on my Spotify right now.
It really is, guys.
Harry Connick Jr. is just a fantastic musician. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really interesting Christmas album.
An all-round good looking guy.
Yeah.
Isn't absolutely. He just?
Isn't he Hi, just? Hey.
So what's your number three, Julie?
My number three is White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
Yes,
yes.
Special mention also to the Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby Sing Christmas, I think it's called something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which has another version of Bing singing White Christmas, but with the lovely lady.
Well, ooh. This whole album has my number one favorite Christmas song from last year on it.
Which,
no.
Damn it.
Littlest Angel.
Ah, that's the one.
Yeah.
What about your number three, Miranda?
Oh, my number three is the Ten Tenors Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one.
Our Christmas Homegrown. Wish, I believe it is called. It's a nice mix of like sort of classical arrangements of Christmas songs and pop arrangements.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
nice. Mixed together so you don't get bored in one genre or the other. Yeah, it's got some Christmas carols and some secular music. And
secular.
Yes. I think it even has Something or Other in Latin.
Whoa.
Ooh, oh, so nice. Secular.
No, that's not. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, not so secular. KB? Yeah.
Mine was The Bubble. Bublé.
Of course it was. Yeah. And what's your number two?
My number two. Okay, guys. Elf is my favorite Christmas movie of all time after The Grinch. And so my favorite Xmas album is Elf the Musical.
Very good.
I love it. It's silly and fun and wonderful. That's my number two.
Cute.
Number two, Miranda?
Cool Yule. Bette Midler, baby.
Thank you.
My number two.
I absolutely love her version of What Are You Doing on New Year's Eve
album.
Yeah. And she also sings a Hawaiian Christmas song.
Melaka Miki Maka. So good.
Yeah. Which, so like interesting repertoire.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I like Bette Midler. So.
And Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Cool. I like Cool Yule.
Cool Yule is
from
also
cool. From to Sunset Strip. So cute.
My number two is a series of albums.
Oh, every year. Is it so fresh Christmas?
It is not. It is Carols for a Cure. So every year the Broadway shows basically record a number of Christmas songs and they release an album to raise money for Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS.
No.
And every year it is full of great numbers, lots of fun, and you get to hear all the stars from the Broadway shows of that year.
Yeah,
so I think I couldn't pick one. I went through trying to pick like what my favorite one
is.
Whole
series.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, 2015 is particularly good, as is 2013, but I think those are just the ones that I heard first.
The Wicked cast also released like a very Wicked Christmas or something.
Yeah, and the Jersey Boys cast.
And Jersey Boys, almost made my list.
Yeah.
I listened to it the other day, the Jersey Boys one.
Yeah, and I like that it's like worldwide cast of that show. It wasn't just the Broadway cast. But it's not on my list.
Well.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I feel like we failed. More of those should be on the list.
Well, I've tried to keep it very Broadway focused.
Well done.
So my number one. The Judy Garland Christmas album.
Oh.
So the Judy Garland Christmas album.
Julie is not impressed.
Was actually.
No, I was like, I've never heard of that. I
you
feel
should.
Really
you should
bad.
Listen to it. Oh, so wow. Judy Garland had a Christmas special on TV, but this section of it, the singing section of it, got cut because of whatever reason. Because
she can't sing? Why would you cut the singing section?
It was for time or something else. And so it has. Her singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Over the Rainbow and a duet of the Christmas song with Mel Torme, but it also has Liza Minnelli singing Steam Heat. Like it doesn't just have Christmas stuff.
Christmas.
It's a Christmas special
that
album.
That is weird.
So yeah, it's really fun.
Have yourself a merry, you got Steam Heat. weird. Weird combination for me.
It was a very good version of that song, a very non-Liza version.
Okay. All right.
And so we know you're number one, don't we, Julie?
Everything. You know my everything. Everyone has my everything.
My number one.
Okay.
Is Bare Naked for the Holidays. The Bare Naked Ladies Christmas album is a real treat.
It's true. You mentioned this last year.
And love their Carol of the Bells, which is, I'm fairly sure, pretty much a cappella. But also you get bonus Bublé.
Oh, big bonus Bublé.
Because he features on Elf's Lament on the album. Nice. Yeah.
Bit of bonus boobs.
Bonus boobs. I mean Bublé.
Boobs.
You heard KB? It first. My number one Christmas album is A Pentatonix Christmas.
Yes. I didn't put any a cappella on my list because everyone would say, Zane, stop trying to push a cappella on us.
Why would we say that?
Because every time I play a cappella music.
Whoa, calm down. You're going to peak the mic, dude.
That's fine.
And I don't think the three of us sitting at the table would say that.
Every time you play a cappella music. I don't think I've ever heard you play.
It's happened three separate times with at least Miranda in the room. So
is it me who has said, why do you keep playing a cappella music? Because I don't have a problem with a cappella music.
You were there. You didn't defend me. Oh, it guys, cut deep.
We started the Christmas arguments early.
He's being so sassy about this.
I keep it as number one on my list for you, Zane.
Thank you, KB. I appreciate that.
And they're bringing out a new album this year, so I'm super excited. I haven't heard it yet. I'm super excited.
Is it with the new member?
I think so.
Excellent. That'll be great.
Yeah.
All right, is it called Pentatonix Christmas?
Is there a postmodern jukebox Christmas album? Because I would listen to that.
All right, well, let's take a break. Yeah. We will figure out if there's a postmodern jukebox Christmas album, and we'll come back and figure out what our definitive top five Christmas albums are. So just to clear the air, there is not a postmodern jukebox Christmas album, but they have done five Christmas songs.
I'll take it. I'll call that an album. Most other pop stars do.
All right. So Mariah Carey is on the list. Mm-hmm. What other crossover did we have? Bublé.
Bublé.
We had Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. So those are the three. Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Was that on?
Crossover between me and Miranda.
All right. Well, that's four.
That's four. What's going to be?
Did someone else have Mariah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So almost my entire list apart from Bing Crosby was a crossover.
Are we putting Mariah on the list if
we're putting Love
the
Actually.
Song is in Love Actually and we prefer that one?
I prefer Love Actually.
Well, then Mariah's gone.
I don't even remember the rest of what was on that Mariah album.
It just plays in the background. That's what happened.
You usually prick up for the one song anyway.
Yeah.
I would really love Harry Connick to be on there.
Pop him on there.
Just because he...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at his face. He deserves to be on there.
KB's really cavalier with this. It's just, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, just give him a shot.
That Harry is very nice.
He's a nice boy. Nice.
He deserves
some credit. Clean cut, works hard. Credit. Got it.
So that gets us to four.
Yeah. I'm currently writing out exactly what we've got. Harry.
So what's the fifth one?
Well, what were all of the number ones? I had Judy Garland.
Bare Naked.
Bare Naked. Oh, that's a good one.
Pentatonix.
Well, if it's between Bare Naked and Pentatonix, I'm going to go with Pentatonix and Julie.
Am I tie-breaking this or am I picking what I actually would like to
no,
go on?
No, what was your number one?
My number one was Bublé.
Also on Harry over Pentatonix and...
We're not choosing we're over not yet.
Okay. No, so we've got four names that are on the list. We're trying to find a fifth one that deserves to be on the list and then we'll figure out the
order. My number one was Bublé, but I would like to see she and him go on the list.
Oh, I do love that album.
Yeah.
So you know what? It's Christmas. Let's just leave them all on the list.
That's not the idea of this.
It's called the top called five.
You're right. You're right. Let's stick to the rules. I'm sorry. I take it back.
And honestly, they are all on the list. I've already encouraged everyone to go and listen to everything on my list because it is quality Christmas listening. Go listen to everything on everyone's list.
You don't have to listen to all of my carrots. It's fine. I don't mind if you don't.
We haven't made a decision yet, Zane.
I would – I don't – either. I'm happy with either Pentatonix –
they're both on my list, so I can't Miranda. Make the decision.
I haven't heard the Pentatonix album. I can't make an educated.
Have you heard the She and Him?
No.
Okay.
Julie? This is your choice.
Yeah, Julie.
I made the between the two. It's okay, my fault we're choosing
then
she too.
I'm picking the Pentatonix.
Then it's on there.
Boo, that's the one I hate. I should have chosen.
Because, well, it was KB's number one, wanted to put it on there, but I wanted to go kind of newer stuff, specifically Broadway based, so I didn't put Pentatonix on there.
So the stuff we have on the list at the moment, we've got Bublé, Bette Midler, Love Actually, Harry Connick, Pentatonix.
Great.
The order that I would listen to those in would be Bublé. Mm-hmm. Harry, Pentatonix, Love Actually, Bette.
Oh, not my order.
Bette, yeah, number one.
I would put Bette as number one.
I would put
Did you just go from five to one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you went from one to five. I was like, oh, fuck it.
No. Bublé would be at the bottom for me just because it's so saturated.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Bublé number five.
All right, so Boobs is five.
I love that meme that you see in November every year. Of Bublé coming out of a cave.
Guess who doesn't love that meme?
I love that meme.
Michael Bublé came out this year and said he hates that meme.
Oh, sorry, Mikey.
But also.
I'm sorry we continue to give you millions of dollars every Christmas.
But, you know, just release some more albums that are just as good.
Yeah.
I mean, they are good, but make them better.
I'm happy with Bette at number
one. Do you
need
more Christmas albums?
No. I mean, well, he could do like a Christmas in July
album.
There is a market that needs some filling, guys.
So I've put Bette at number one. Does anyone have another thing that maybe should be at number one?
I don't really have strong feelings about the order of these.
Love Actually is very strong. Like, I think that's the only real contender.
I think Love Actually is so strong because it's the movie and the musical you listen. Yeah. Sorry, not movie. It's a movie and the soundtrack. You watch and listen to both of those as a compulsory at some point.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
I don't. Most of the rest of the Love Actually soundtrack is like it's not very Christmassy.
No, it's not
music.
Very Christmassy.
So I would actually be tempted to say, as far as the top five Christmas albums goes, it must be number five.
It's a fair point. It is a fair point.
Because at this point, it's really just a contextual connection and the inclusion of Mariah Carey's song without Mariah Carey in it.
It's true, but we've kind of combined Mariah Carey and Love Actually into one entry.
So
yeah. Number
what
five.
Does that make?
Okay. No, if you want number five, then that's fine.
I can move it.
Booble's got to go up the list.
To four? Or
to two.
To two?
I would listen.
Big jump.
I would happily listen to Bublé over Pentatonix.
I would die before I would choose to listen to Bublé before Harry Connick Jr.
That's true.
I would
we forgot
always
Harry was
choose
on
Harry
the
Connick
list.
Jr.
Just
because the arrangements are more interesting.
I've never listened to his Christmas album before
you
today.
You should, Julie.
I know I should. I just haven't.
It is.
I do love him. He's
very
in Will and
good.
Grace. Like, I'd give it. He can be number two if he wants to be.
Because he's in Will and Grace.
100%.
Okay.
Great.
So we've got Bette Midler, two. Harry Connick.
And then.
Bublé. Pentatonix.
And then Love Actually.
And then Love Actually.
I'm happy with that order.
With Bette at the top.
With Bette at the top.
Easy. Easy done.
Queen
yes.
Bee.
I watched Gypsy last night, so I just was
amazing.
Really pushing her up.
Bette, okay. you'll always be our number one, Bette.
Love you. Did we just do it? Is that it? We've done it.
That's it. That's the top five Christmas albums as of 2018.
Woohoo.
I mean, with special mentions to Carols for a Cure, because I didn't put it on top five because it could be any of them and it'd be like top 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
So. And So Fresh Christmas.
Sure.
Any like
one of them is a great album that I really wanted to put on my list, but I couldn't remember which year it was, so I left it off.
Yes, homework. What we're best at.
Hey.
All right. All right, everyone. We'll have a good December. You will be hearing from us twice a week until the big day. So
my goodness.
Take care of yourselves and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes. We're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because
relatable.
Relatable. We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.